This podcast was created as a part of Podcast Lab by India Film Project in association with Anchor by Spotify.
Hey, so this is Leander, and I'm recording an audio tape. I had recorded one before this, but it just was kind of so I deleted it. Recorded over it, I mean. I have to get used to this terminology. Regression has happened, you know, from using internet and all on the outside. Right here in my little cove, I'm getting used to using these tape recorders and stuff. It's kind of new, but yet at the same time it has a sense of nostalgia to it, so I'm not complaining. So I read this story the other day and it was really damn interesting, and I thought, hey, this should be, you know, preserved for generation sense. And what I do have a pen and paper, I have them right here, but I'll be wasting this tape on this, I guess. So there's this man, he goes to a cafe with his wife, and there's this comedian performing on the stage, and the comedian is performing in another language. And the man and the woman, they're just sitting there. But then the man starts applauding along with the audience. Whenever they applaud, he starts shouting for encore. And the wife is confused. She's like, do you understand what he's saying? And the husband replies, no, but I trust him. you see, that's the thing about it. Laughter or humor, and I think what's more important about the story is not how fickle human nature is. It's not about the sheep mentality. No, it's about that one particular word, trust. I mean, we go our entire lives just searching for that one person whom we can confide in. And let's be honest, that person changes with time. For we meet one person, we assume that this will be the one, and then he or she is not, and then we begin this cycle again. So, you know, this can be taken for love as well. Like how we just want to love. The object or the subject of love is inconsequential to us. What we care about is just love. We want to love. That's the thing. And it's sad in a way. I read this somewhere that we are all achingly, beautifully, but irreversibly messed up. And some might focus on the word irreversibly and they might cry about it, that why can't we change stuff and all. But I say no, it's about that beautiful part. There was this Japanese art, I'm forgetting the name of it. It was definitely not Ikigai. So there was this Japanese art where if an earthen bowl or anything breaks, you don't throw it away, nor do you try to mend it so that no one deduces that it was broken once. No, you actually mend along the cracks with molten gold, so that when the gold solidifies, it leaves you with a bowl that has its imperfections beautified. I think that's what our life is about. Not mending our chinked armor. We do not have to dip our second heel as well into the Hades or into the Styx. We can leave that heel of ours vulnerable. Context time, I'm talking about Achilles' heel. Yeah, we can leave it our vulnerability. We can wear our heart on our sleeve as long as we work to beautify it. And right now, my chink in the armor is this. I don't think I have a chink in my armor anymore. I mean, I've grown used to the darkness. I live in the darkness. I pray to darkness. Not dorkness. I'm not a dork. I take darkness as God. So it's bearable here. And this is the first take that I'm taking. If it's not worth it, I'll just record over it. That's the beauty of it all. Anywho, I hope I listen to this tomorrow and feel inspired. I hope you listen to this tomorrow and feel inspired. Anywho, this is a record for times hence. And later still, the longer we tarry. So I suppose it's about time for me to stop this recording, I guess. Anywho, if you ever find this, you'll find hopefully more tapes, and in them we'll meet again. So take care. Adios.